Part 7, The Long Way Back to Where She Came From. Ruth chapter 1, verses 19 through 22 tells us, "So the two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest." On a side note, it is interesting that Naomi leaving her family and her homeland only to return empty draws quite a comparison to the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. Both, when they left, took everything and went to a foreign land. They both went to pagan countries and lost everything. They then both realized they did wrong and needed to return home, which they both did. They both returned so sad, they did not even expect to be recognized by name as the same person that left. And lastly, they were both amazed at the warm greeting their father would have for them. A true born-again believer may be a prodigal son for a period of time. He will go off to venture into the things the world has to offer him. However, a true son will never find peace amongst the world and will always have a pull in his heart, drawing him back home. The Lord Jesus assures us he will never lose even one of his children. We will know his voice when he calls, just as Naomi did. She said, "And the Lord hath brought me home again empty." Many times the Lord allows us to wander until we find there is nothing but emptiness on our destination. He then intervenes and calls us back home into his loving arms. Naomi changed her name to Mara. The name Naomi means pleasant, but the name Mara means bitter. Please note, it was Naomi who changed her own name, not God. He was about to pour out his blessings once again on his returning daughter. Her test quickly turns to a testimony, written by the Holy Spirit to inspire others all through the ages of his great loving kindness. Her testimony, as we will soon see, also plays an important role in God typing out his plan of salvation and presenting it to his Gentile bride. The Word of God is so precise and filled with such wonderful prophetic nuggets, human ability could not produce it. It was certainly not by chance they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley season. Barley season was the season of first fruits, which was always the time the blessings from Almighty God were recognized. They were instructed to return the first fruits of the harvest back to him. Exodus 23 and verse 19 tells us that the first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. The first fruits foreshadowed were fulfilled in the New Testament perfectly by the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 20 and 21, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead." Though Naomi had come back and changed her name to Mara, meaning bitter, she would soon experience new life out of death. Barley season was when fresh bread was being served. It is very timely. The New Testament church in these last days, after many years of man-made creeds and dogmas, comes alive in barley season. This is fresh bread from heaven, a new life. John 6, 48 through 51 tells us, "I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Ruth, a Gentile, is brought in to be accepted as bride. We, fulfilling the New Testament, are brought in to be accepted as the Gentile bride. How exciting these scriptures become when we see ourselves in the story. Especially at this point, we are about to meet Boaz, the Lord of the harvest.